very good morning to you and a warm welcome to the World News on Inspiration 105.9 FM. In the highlight, in a local government legislature refutes allegation of impeachment of Chairman Israel Edison, House Leader Ukpe. National Association of Nigerian Students demands Education Minister's resignation. On the foreign scene, Kazakhstan approves a proposal to restore capital's old name, Astana. And in sport, LMC calls for CAM seek dialogue with Sports Ministry, NFF, over license withdrawal. Details shortly. Thank you once again for joining us on the news this Wednesday morning. My name is Uwana George. Moving on to the judiciary. A magistrate court sitting in Okanofot, Uyo, has ordered the state police prosecutor to hand over the case on defamation of character and assault to file involving Margaret vs. Anifiok to Attorney General of Akwa State within 14 days. The defendant, Mr. Anifiok, in July 28, 2022, was accused of assault and making derogatory comment on his former fiancée, Ms. Margaret, while posting on Facebook, revealing that she had contracted HIV with the aim of ridiculing her and thereby subjecting her to psychosocial traumas. At a resumed hearing yesterday, the new state prosecutor for the plaintiff appealed that the case file be handed over to him by the police to enable him to study the file and cross-examine the client for further hearing. The presiding judge, Justice Sam Uko, therefore adjourned the case to September 29, 2022. In an interview with Inspiration FM, the program manager for Association of Women Living with HIV and AIDS, Ashwin, Glory Alvin, reiterated the need for the anti-stigmatization to be enacted into law, which will serve as a deterrent to people. Ms. Glory explained that the case is a serious one as people are being ridiculed because of their health status and urged women to always speak out when they are being assaulted or defamed by their partners.
We're looking at this case as a way of also the anti-stigma bill will be fully assented, will be passed. You know, it will also help and it will be as a deterrent to other persons because so many people just take things for granted. You know, and all that. It also make other people to come out and speak out. So that's what the aim of the association, to also bring out women out to speak out against gender-based violence in married or not through their intimate partner. And the case was adjourned on the 29th for 4 years.
The police prosecutor promised to transfer the case file to the Attorney General Office, Ministry of Justice, on or before Friday this week for the hearing slated on September 29, 2022.